Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, upscaling your small business in 2019 with a strategy like a so-called dream team approach for hiring, training, and coaching. We'll have that story after this. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. Have you considered how you're going to upscale your small business in 2019? Some guidance from Kelly Roach, business coach and author of a book called Unstoppable, 9 Principles for Unlimited Success in Business and in Life. She's based in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Kelly, what's the dream team method that you recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was sick and tired of seeing entrepreneurs work so hard to grow their businesses and to learn how to do sales and marketing just to burn themselves out and have their business slide back anyway because they didn't have the right people on their team. They didn't have the right infrastructure in their business to keep growing. So the dream team method is all about learning how to hire, train, coach, and develop the right people and then get them to 4X what they cost you each month so that they're not only covering their costs, generating revenue, and putting money back in the business owner's pocket.
What's the mistake that you find a lot of entrepreneurs are making here in this process?
Well, hundreds of them, to be perfectly honest. But, I mean, it starts with even constructing a job description that makes sense, that's actually going to get someone contributing to your business and to your bottom line. I find that most job descriptions of what business owners are having people work on are all tactical tasks that have nothing to do with contributing to the growth of the business. So it all starts there because the way that you position the position is going to determine who you get, and what you have that person do is going to determine whether or not they cost you money or make you money.
I guess, right? You bring somebody in and then change the job description because you had it wrong, and then I don't know what, that person gets burned out or quits. Now you're into turnover costs and the aggravation of starting all over again.
Exactly.
So when you talk about scaling up, say, in the new year, what is it you'd like to see folks do, you know, I don't know, the top 3 steps?
Yeah, I mean, I would say first and foremost, make sure you have at least one person in your business that's focused on lead generation and closing sales. I mean, it's as simple as that. If you want to scale up, you want to grow faster, then you start by looking at manpower, right? And I don't care if you start by bringing on, you know, someone 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week. They could be a contractor. They could be an intern. They could be a part-time employee, a full-time employee. There's dozens of different ways that you can go about it. But if you want to scale up, you know, focus on increasing the manpower that you're applying to growth anyway, right? So I think that's a simple, basic thing. And the other thing is most businesses are not calling on their current customers, working to reactivate their past customers, asking for referrals each and every day. So those are 3 very basic, low-lying activities that you can get an immediate and instant return on investment on that most businesses don't even have as a regular part of how they go to market each day.
This sounds, to a certain extent, you have to look in the mirror and perhaps identify and or admit skills that you don't have and then find a way to complement them or replace them.
Absolutely. I call it look in the mirror leadership. So, you know, most bottlenecks in any business come back to us, the business owners, right? So you want to grow faster, you know, either, you know, develop a very high sense of self-awareness and figure out how to learn the skills yourself, or go work with a coach, a trainer, or a mentor, someone that is skilled in that area, and have them teach you.
We're speaking with Kelly Roach, business coach, also author of a book called Unstoppable, 9 Principles for Unlimited Success in Business and in Life. I saw in the notes here you are a former NFL cheerleader and now business entrepreneur. What did you have an aha moment where you said, you know, enough of this, I'm going out on my own?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I was a Fortune 500 executive. I got promoted 7 times in 8 years. I was running a team of 100 people. I loved the work that I was doing, but I wasn't being paid even a fraction of what I deserved for the millions of dollars that I was producing. And I wanted to make a real difference in people's lives. And I knew that by teaching business owners how to grow their businesses, that it really was going to make an impact on their family, their legacy, and the future generations that, you know, we were bringing up. So I decided that it was time to go out and really make a difference helping entrepreneurs grow.
What was that risk like? I mean, did you, I don't know, you have kids at the time, like what kind of dice did you roll to launch this thing?
Yeah, no, I actually started my business on the side. So I was working full time and I was working before work, on my lunch break, and after work, and I built the company almost to $1 million in revenue before I, you know, made the leap. And so I'm a very risk-averse person, and I actually talk about that a lot because I see many people that, you know, they just jump, right?
Yeah.
And they don't have the money in savings, they don't have any income coming in, and then they don't have any money to invest in sales or marketing or advertising or hiring help, and then the business stagnates and eventually fails. So one of my biggest pieces of advice to all new and aspiring entrepreneurs is you got to have about 2 years of runway, meaning that you should be able to reinvest the vast majority of your revenue back into the growth of the company for about 2 years, whether that comes in the form of you taking the revenue for the business and putting it back in the business or having another stream of income that allows you to make the right investments to grow the company.
Got it. Do you sense that the environment for entrepreneurs is improving, staying the same, or getting worse these days?
That's a complex question. You know, I think that it is easier to get started in a business than ever. I think that it's also more competitive than ever.
Okay.
I think that if you understand how to leverage the tools and tactics that are available for free now that weren't available for free, for example, when I started my business, like live streaming and creating micro content with stories and really leveraging social media. If you come in out of the gate really focused on those things, you can do very, very well and you have a huge advantage, but it's about knowing where to focus your time.
I often ask small business owners and entrepreneurs when I do these types of interviews about their own skills. Did you find right away or perhaps the hard way that you thought you had a skill but did not and thought, I need immediate help with this?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I had a lot to learn. I hired an online business coach before I even started my business.
Oh, wow.
You know, because I am the kind of person that I don't have the patience to do like the whole guess and test method.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to follow a system. I wanted to skip over the pitfalls and, you know, go right at it. And that was incredibly helpful for me. One of the best decisions I ever made. And, you know, I would say the thing that I struggled with the most is just as you're starting and growing a business, you have to be willing to fail quite a bit to learn what actually works.
Yeah.
And so it's the tolerance for risk and it's the tolerance for, you know, really just letting go of ego and just allowing yourself to learn in action on a stage in front of your audience can be very difficult, but it's one of the most important parts of succeeding, especially online.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Roach, business coach. Again, the book is called Unstoppable, 9 Principles for Unlimited Success in Business and in Life. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You could send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.